8:56, 70 degrees. Time to check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like our markets are pretty defensive overnight and this morning, but the wheat market is standing its ground and is up a nickel plus here this morning. Crude trade down about a dollar, and the dollar is higher, adding pressure to the commodities in general. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning. Kind of a disappointment there. Current price action, September corn is down a penny and a quarter at 371. December corn, 385 and a quarter, down one and a quarter. And March corn is down a penny and a quarter at 395 and a half. Looking at the soybeans, August beans are down 17 cents at 886 and three quarters. September beans are 892 and a quarter, down 16 and a half. And new crop November beans, 901 and three quarters, down 17. Chicago wheat for September is 561 and a quarter, up seven and a half. And December is 580 and a half, up three and a quarter. Kansas City wheat, is up 8 cents, raises the September at 565 even. And December is 592 and a half, up eight and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat is up about 5 cents in the September, at 611 and a quarter, and December is 629 even, up six and a quarter as well. Looking at the meat livestock trade, cattle trade is mixed with hogs and are lower, and the cattle are a little bit higher. Technical recovery prospects in the grains continue. I think today's a little bit of a pullback, but I think the wheat market's given us a telltale sign that further advances is potentially is coming to us. Retracement ideas are still intact, as we've been talking. Ballpark ideas are in the zone for 940 to 950 in November beans, and we're still looking at catch-up sales in the current zones for new crop corn and new crop wheat. We need to keep our seller's cap on to continue our next step. If we don't have enough storage, making sure that we make sales on the books to cover our overage before the next USDA supply report, which is the next week, is a strong consideration. The risk is in next week's report is primarily yield bumps for both corn and beans. Crop ratings have been exceptionally good, and the outcome for the USDA still could be a record crop. We are growing concerns that the looming basis deterioration is a challenge to us, and we want to make proactive steps to take care of those risks. If this crop is a record and close to it, delivery prospects against the December and March futures could be a consideration for a prolonged period of time. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great week.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. That's Bill joining us. Bill Gentry joining us from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny skies today with a high of 81 degrees, northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight dropping to a low of 61 degrees, wind shifts to the southwest at 5 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies for the day tomorrow, and we'll get a little bit warmer with a high of 84 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 71 degrees at 9 o'clock.